After Turkey claimed that a Russian jet violated its airspace last week, the Pentagon confirmed this on Saturday. Russia denies having crossed Turkish airspace and demands proof. Will the U.S. provide evidence?
You're so good at asking these questions that it's the United States' responsibility to provide proof of what Russia's doing, which I find incredibly comical. It's not our job to confirm for the Russians what they're doing. What I can say is,
so it must have something that it bases its conclusion.
You go ahead, finish, and then when you're done, I'll talk. Go ahead. More?
Please, sir.
We are aware of reports, and we can confirm that on the 29th of January, another Russian combat aircraft violated Turkish and NATO airspace. As we've stated, after past incidents, the United States joins NATO in standing in solidarity with Turkey. And we call on Russia to respect Turkish airspace and cease activities that risk further heightening instability in the region. It's important that the Russians and the Turks talk to each other and to take measures to prevent escalation.
Russia denies having done that and asks for proof. Will the U.S. provide proof?
It's not our responsibility to provide proof to the Russians for something they did wrong. And
is
this
that,
is... Hang on a second now.
Sir.
What I said in my last comment there, we want the Russians and the Turks to talk about this and to share the appropriate amount of information so that incidents like this won't happen again. But for our part, there's no doubt that they entered Turkish and therefore NATO airspace. No doubt at all.
Is that all right to make an accusation and not provide evidence?
It's not an accusation. It's a fact. It's a simple fact. Yes, sir.
Based on what? Can you provide pictures of that? Anything?
I've answered your question.